You're all still happy looking. That means school hasn't started yet. Is that right? Not till later on this week. Great. I'm going to be very generous this morning. I'm going to give you somebody some money. Okay. So let's pretend. You have to pretend. Boys and girls are good at pretending, aren't they? I'm going to sit down. They don't need to see me. You need to see me. Boys and girls are good at pretending, aren't they? So I want you to pretend it's not Sunday and it's not tomorrow, because tomorrow's a bank holiday and the shops are all shut. Well, maybe the shops aren't shut tomorrow. I don't know. But come on, Darren. That's good. Great. And one more. Can we squeeze up one more? Come on. There you are. Good. Good for you. That's great. Brilliant. That's great. So say it's Tuesday. Okay. And the shops are all open again. And I'll give you this money and you can go and buy something in the shop. Is that okay? You think you'll be able to buy something in the shop with that? Maybe. How will you? Do you think you'll be able to buy something in the shop?
No, because it's the wrong type of money.
It's the wrong type of money?
It's not for this country.
What do you mean? It's not pounds and pence, is that right? Do you know what it is? Well, I'll tell you what it is. It says in it, forgive my pronunciation, it says Banca Națională a Romanii. So it's Romanian money. It's money from the land of Romania, and it's actually called lei. They have lei there, and they don't work with pounds. So if you went into the shop with that to buy something, what do you think the shopkeeper would say?
Sorry.
You're not having those sweeties, isn't that right? Or you're not having whatever when you went in to buy, because it's the wrong money. It doesn't work here because it's not pounds and pence. Do you know, sometimes I think about that, and I think about what men and women and boys and girls think about getting to heaven. And if you ask lots of people, how do you think you're going to go to heaven? Here's what they'll say. They'll say, well, you know, I go to church, or I'm a good neighbour, I'm good to my neighbours. Or when I see somebody in need, I help them. Or even they'll say, I say my prayers. And some will even say, well, I read my Bible. And if you notice, there's one wee word keeps coming up there all the time. It's the word I. I do this and I do that and I do that and I'm good about that. But you see, the Bible tells us something that's very important, that will not get us to heaven. It's like going into the shop with the wrong money. It doesn't work, okay? It won't work. The shopkeeper won't give you anything for money here. You'd have to go to Romania to spend that money in that country. But it doesn't work here. And you see, when it comes to heaven and how we're going to get to heaven, the Bible teaches us very clearly that there's a right way and there's a wrong way. And the wrong way is this. Well, I can do this and I can do that and I do the other thing and I'm very good at, and so I. Because the Apostle Paul, he wrote one time to some Christians, to a church actually, and he reminded them, this church was in a place called Ephesus, and he said to them, look, he said, you have been saved not by the things that you do, not by your works, not by I. But by grace. Now, what's grace? Well, grace is God's love, which he gives us freely. We don't have to pay for it. We don't have to work for it. We can't work for it. We can't pay for it, because then it wouldn't be free. But it's his free love and pardon and forgiveness. And that wee verse is so important, boys and girls. By grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of yourselves. It is God's gift to you, not by works, lest anyone should perish. So when you think about getting to heaven, think about going into the shop with the wrong money. It won't work. And when you think about going to heaven and serving the Lord Jesus Christ and pleasing God, you can't do it by yourself. It's not you that makes you right with God. But it's God's love coming into your heart and into your life and making you a new person inside, so that you love the Lord and you serve him. And how can we have that, though? Well, it's a free gift. by simply asking the Lord Jesus to forgive our sins and to come into our lives and to change us inside and then make us new people. Will you remember that? Will you? Okay. No use me giving you that because it's no use to you. So take care. God bless you in 2017, and I hope school goes well. Okay. Thank you.